I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. You can choose at any moment to step your energy up, to step your focus up, to step your hustle up, to step up your aggression. You can do that at any time, regardless of what is happening.
Stay all day.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of this, we give you more, the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, we mix it up for you and spit out a complete perfect product. This is the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic: hustle is a choice. Did you know that? Hustling is a choice. So when I talk about hustling here, we can talk about hustling in a couple different ways. One way that we're not going to talk about it is hustling kind of like hustling in the streets, meaning you're in some illegal street trade. That's not the kind of hustling we're talking about today. We're talking about the hustling of putting yourself on, doing something to move yourself to a higher level that is not an opportunity that you waited on, is not something that somebody furnished to or for you. This is not something that just came in a natural order of things. One way that we're going to talk about it today is hustling being you creating a situation out of nothing, you making something out of nothing. It did not exist. Nobody was asking for it to exist. Nobody else outside of you was putting any energy towards making it exist. And you made it happen. You made it into something real, something tangible, something that actually existed in order for you to get it going. I read a story once of a guy. He wanted to shoot a movie, but no production studios would fund the filming of his movie. He had this idea. So he's going around telling everybody the idea for his movie. Here's a little script. And nobody was interested in funding his movie. What he did then was get his own camera equipment and he started shooting some scenes for the movie. Once he started shooting some scenes, now he has something tangible, something real. And then a whole bunch of production studios were willing to invest and he got into a bidding war in order for this guy to shoot his movie. What was it that he did? He hustled. He made it into something real. He created something out of nothing, made it into something tangible, and then was able to turn that into something tangible, such as funding for his movie, and it became an actual movie. He was able to put it out and complete his task. And see all of these go together, these last couple episodes we've been talking about? He was able to sell people on the idea once he made it something real. Then he was able to complete his task of actually filming a movie. So that's one way we're talking about hustling, making something out of nothing. And another way is the more literal definition of hustling, which is to move hurriedly in a specified direction. You could do that in business. You can do that as a person in your life, and you can do it physically. You could hustle from here to the grocery store and back home. You could hustle to get to the bus stop so you don't miss the bus. You can hustle to finish updating your website because you said you were going to do it by the end of the day. Hustle is a choice. So whatever way we're talking about hustling here, you had to make the choice to hustle. You will not hustle just voluntarily or involuntarily, rather. This is not something that's just going to happen just because you're alive. Physically growing is going to happen whether you try to stop it, whether you drink coffee or you do something that's going to quote unquote stunt your growth. You will physically grow probably between birth and maybe up to age, let's say 21. You're going to physically grow. There are very few things you can do to stop that from happening. It's involuntary. Hustle is voluntary. There's some people who live their whole lives and never hustle. They never create anything out of nothing. They never bring their ideas to fruition. They never bring their dreams to real life. They never wake up and actually make the dream happen. They just stay sleeping even when they're wide awake. There's a metaphor for you. And there are people who never hustle. They never put any energy behind their effort. They never put that extra oomph behind the work that they do. They never really finish it off and put that extra little level that takes them from being great to being unbelievable, to being extraordinary, to being a legend. There are people who never really get to that extra level that can make the biggest difference in everything, even though it's such a small amount that takes you from point A to point B. That extra little hustle is such a small amount, but it makes the hugest difference in the world. There's a word today, just in case that it's not. Let's get into what exactly I'm talking about here today when I say hustle is a choice. Number one, at the amateur level or even the pro level, in some circumstances, hustle, meaning energy, can be all the difference between winning and losing. If that's the only thing that you understand, only thing that you take away from this episode, the only thing, if you feel like you already knew this, but I'm reminding you of it. Sometimes people say that to me. Well, yeah, I like the stuff you said, but you know, I kind of already knew it. But you're reminding me. Okay, well, if you already knew it, make sure you remind yourself to do it. All right, it's one thing to already know it. It's another thing to actually be exercising it. At the amateur or even the pro level, hustle can be the difference between winning and losing. When the skill gap is not that big between competitors, between entities, you can outwork the other guy and win just because you were willing to outwork, just because you were willing to go a little bit harder, a little bit faster, a little bit further, stay a little bit longer, show up a little bit earlier. That can make the difference between winning and losing. Now, if the skill gap is really big, then maybe your hustle won't even be enough. Maybe your hustle can make it a game, but you may not necessarily have enough, even though you're hustling very hard. In the NBA playoffs this spring, the Philadelphia 76ers played the Miami Heat in the first round. The Heat were hustling hard. It's not that the Sixers weren't hustling. It's just the Sixers had way more talent than the Miami Heat. They just had way more skill than the Miami Heat. Even though they're both at the pro level, their skill was able to outdo the Heat's hustle. They played hard. They fouled hard. They played very physically. They were hustling very hard. It's part of their culture to hustle very hard as a team. It's just the way that they're coached. And again, not that the Sixers weren't hustling, but it was like the Miami Heat's trademark. And they had to hustle that hard simply because they didn't have the talent to beat the Sixers on skill, but the Sixers had it, and the Sixers were hustling hard enough. I would say the Heat played more physically than the Sixers did, but the Sixers were a better team, and they beat them 4 out of 5 games and put them out. So the skill gap does matter, but when the skill gap is close, hustle can do something for you. And even when the skill gap is big, hustle can at least make it interesting. Even if you still lose, you could at least make it interesting when you have that hustle, the energy to keep going. For those people who don't know, coincidentally, the movie Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, was inspired by a boxing match when Muhammad Ali was fighting this white guy named Chuck Wepner. And people are looking at Wepner like the great white hope. Wepner was not very physically impressive. If you just looked at the guy, you wouldn't be impressed at all. You wouldn't look twice at him. Nothing about him said grace. Nothing about him said excellent boxer. So he's fighting Ali, and Ali won the fight. And Wepner was taking a lot of punches, but the guy just kept getting up. He kept coming back no matter how many punches he was taking from Ali, no matter how badly everyone wanted to see Ali win, or even how badly some people wanted to see Wepner win, because he was the great white hope to beat this mouthy black guy who was the champion boxer. He kept coming back, kept coming back, kept coming back, went the distance with Muhammad Ali. And when Sylvester Stallone saw that match, he was inspired to write the screenplay for what became Rocky. What was it? It was Wepner's hustle. It wasn't his skill. It was his energy, his ability to just be mentally tough, physically tough, persevere, and just keep coming back and have the energy to keep standing on his feet while he's getting beaten in this boxing match by the champion boxer. That's what inspired that movie, and that movie inspired millions of people. Point number two, today's topic, hustle is a choice. Have you ever heard the phrase mind over matter? We've all heard of that. Hopefully you use it, because mind over matter is actually true. I'm not here to debunk that. Mind over matter is real. Here's the thing about mind over matter is telling you that you can choose to have energy at any time you want to. Now, I know that's something that you already knew. I know this is not new information, right? You can choose to have energy anytime you want to. Right now, you could choose to have energy. Right now, you could go 20% faster. You can move 20% faster than you've been moving. If you're typing, you can type 50% faster than you've been typing, because you can choose at any moment to step your energy up, to step your focus up, to step your hustle up, to step up your aggression. You can do that at any time, regardless of what is happening in your physical environment. You can choose mentally to bring your energy to a higher level, whether that's in your thinking. It can also be in your actions. That's why we say mind over matter. But you got to change your thinking first in order to change the actions. Because if you're not thinking about it, you probably won't do it unless it's a habit. And it's probably not a habit. We're talking about hustle being a choice. It can be a habit for you if you do it often. often enough, you won't need this point of mind over matter because you're doing it already. The matter and the mind come together. See, if mind is over matter, that means your matter needs to catch up so that they're on the same page. Mind and matter should be melded into one. But if you need mind over matter, your matter got to catch up. Your mind has to keep pulling matter up to its level. Don't let your mind drop down to the level of your matter. That's what happens to a lot of people. They get into an environment that is not very inspiring. They're around people who are not really about anything, and they allow the matter of their environment to pull their mind down to that level, and then they just stay there amongst the average for the rest of their lives. But then there are the special few, those who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, who understand mind over matter. So since the mind is over the matter, what the mind's job is then is to pull the matter up, not to go down to the matter, not to meet the matter halfway, but to pull the matter up with it so that they're on the exact same page. Regardless of what is happening around you, you can choose at any time to step up your energy mentally, which in turn will pull up the physical energy. Now, depending on how far over, how much distance there is of between your mind and your matter, you may need a whole lot of this energy. You may need to keep this energy turned on, mental energy of pulling your matter up to your mind's level. You might need to keep this on for a long time. You might need to keep it plugged in at all times, like a refrigerator. Okay, it might not be like a blow dryer that you only use it sometimes. You might need to keep it plugged in at all times, like your microwave or like the power source to your desktop computer. Mind over matter. Again, it doesn't mean that your mind is just all powerful. It is all powerful. It means there's a gap between your mind and your matter. You need to bring your matter up so that they're on the same page, and the matter can control the mind and the mind can control the matter. You don't want the matter pulling the mind down. You want them on the same page at the same level, holding each other accountable. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence, not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results? Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic, hustle is a choice. Let me ask you a question. Right now, I mean at this exact moment, look at the last 24 hours of your life. Are you moving as fast as you could be moving? In the last 24 hours, have you had as much urgency as you could have? Are you moving as fast as you could be moving? Are you hustling as hard as you could be hustling? If your answer is yes, I'm going to follow up question to that. Really? Really? If your answer is no, I don't need to say anything to you. You know what you need to do with that. I am not here to be the boss to you, because a boss tells you exactly what to do, exactly when to do it, and how to do it. I'm here to be a guide to you, a mentor to you, a coach to you, a consultant to you. So I'm just going to ask. Sometimes I'm just going to ask you a question. I'm going to let you marinate on the question and you decide what to do with it. Are you hustling as hard as you could be hustling? Are you moving as fast as you could be moving? If you're thinking the answer is yes, my answer to that is really? Now, let me ask another question. Could you take it to another level right now? I'm not talking about next week. I'm not talking about write it down. Could you take it to another level? Could you take your hustle to another level right now? Another level doesn't have to mean that you jump from college to the NBA today. Another level means whatever level you're on now, you go to a different one. All right, hopefully a higher one, because we're talking about going up here. We're not talking about going down. We're talking about going up. Can you take it to another level right now? And there's one more question. Can you keep it there? You see, it's one thing to take it to another level for a day or for an hour or for the 20 minutes after you listen to this that you're thinking about and my words are ringing in your ears, or the 20 weeks as my words are ringing in your ears. But can you take it to another level and keep it there and make it a new standard? Can you just make that a new baseline level of hustle for you? See, the key is, people, if you want to take your life to another level, the key is not that you need to do it for 30 seconds or 30 hours or 30 days or even 30 months. The key is to raise your standard to a level which you will keep it there. Raise it to a level where, you know what, I'm going to keep it exactly here for the foreseeable future. At that point, things begin to change, because now you have a new baseline. Now you have a new level. Nothing is going below this line right here. When your baseline changes, your whole perspective has changed. Your whole life is going to change. And the things that you are getting, the things that you receive from life, the rewards you get from life, everything is going to change at this point. But you got to change the standard first. I told you a couple weeks ago in an episode, Tony Robbins said when he wanted to change his life, the number one thing he did was change his standards. He changed what his baseline levels were. This is my baseline of energy. This is the new baseline. This is my baseline of making money. Here's a new baseline. This is my baseline of relationships and the people I deal with. Here is the new baseline. This is the baseline of how I'm running my business. Here is the new baseline. When you change the baseline, everything else is going to change, because your perspective changes. You have a new point of reference, a new frame of reference, and people have no choice but to respond to your new frame. You control that frame. It's your life here. So the question again, are you moving as fast as you could be moving? Could you take it to another level? Can you keep it there and maintain that as a standard? Let's recap today's topic, which is hustle is a choice. Hustle meaning to move hurriedly in a specified direction. Point number one, at the amateur or even the pro level, hustle, energy, can be all the difference between winning and losing. And if the skill gap is small, hustle can change who was going to be the loser into the winner, and vice versa. If the skill gap is very big, you can make it competitive. You can make it a game. What would not have been a game, you can make it a game when you bring your energy up to a higher level and maybe give yourself a chance to win. But you have to bring the energy regardless of your skill level. Energy is 85% of the job. Point number two, have you heard of mind over matter? What that means is you could choose to have energy at any time, regardless of what's happening in your physical environment. Choosing to have energy is mind. And if your mind is over your matter, that means you need to bring the matter up so that they're on the exact same page and they're working together, not one trying to tell the other what to do. They should be telling each other what to do, because they're on the same plane at the same level with the same standards, and they're holding each other accountable. Your mind holds your body accountable. Your body holds your mind accountable. They should be equal partners. Point number three. Are you moving as fast as you could be moving right now? Are you hustling as hard as you could be hustling? Are you really hustling as hard as you could be? Could you take it to another level right now? Even if your answer is yes, could you take it to another level? Could you take it to an even higher level than that? Because when you feel like you're at your best level and then you take it to another level above that, that's when things get amazing for you. I saw a Kobe Bryant commercial. Speaking of Tony Robbins, there was this Kobe Bryant commercial many years ago, probably maybe, let's say maybe 2010, 2011. Some of you may remember this commercial. You can let me know if you do. It was like Kobe was like teaching a class. It was a Nike commercial, and this is when Nike was all in on Kobe, Kobe everything. It seems like he was teaching a class, and there were all these highly successful, publicly noted people in the audience. Serena Williams was in the audience. There was a soccer player, I forget the guy's name. He was there. Tony Robbins was in the audience. Richard Branson is sitting in the audience for this commercial while Kobe is teaching. And Tony Robbins, he raises his hand and he starts talking and he says what he's saying. Like, I like what you said, Kobe, because it means this. And then Tony starts to go even further, starts to talk even more. And those of you who know who Tony Robbins is, that's what made it funny, because Tony Robbins is not a guy who makes a short statement. You ask Tony Robbins a question, you're going to get like a 5-minute diatribe of him. And I don't want to say diatribe, I want to give a better word. 5-minute little soliloquy from Tony that is explaining not only the answer, but why the answer matters and how it connects to personal achievement and success and everything. That's how Tony Robbins is. So if you know who Tony Robbins is, that's what made it funny. And Kobe's just staring at Tony, and finally Tony just shuts up. And then somebody asks, I think it was Richard Branson who asked the question. He says, well, Kobe, as Kobe's like the professor, what if you've gone to the highest level that you can go to? What then? And Kobe calmly acknowledges the question. And then he says, when you're already at the highest level, and he holds his hand up, you know, above his head to mark a level, then he says, then you go even higher. and then there's dramatic music, and then that's when the commercial ends. And what Kobe is saying in that commercial, and it sounds like something that Kobe came up on his own. I don't think Nike's marketing guys came up with the copy for that. I think Kobe made that up. When you are already at the highest level you think you can be, and you decide you're going to go even further than that, that's when you get the real results. Don't say nobody told you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.